Some days you just, and some nights you just don't have it. Can't explain why, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. We watch the video, learn from our mistakes, and it's on to Minnesota for us. And that in itself gets your attention. We have had some success against them. Seemed like in the past here, all games are tough games. They're really putting points on the board offensively. You know, of course, they had one of the best players in the game since he's come into the league, in Adrian Peterson. It all starts with him on the offensive side of the ball. Whether Percy Harvin can play or not, you know, I think they put up 34 points last week without him. Christian Ponder's done a great job. Offensive line has. So, you know, have a lot of stars. On the other side of the football, same thing. Jared Allen, Antoine Winfield, Greenway, just a lot of good football players. We both know each other well. So it should be a heck of a game. Division game for us. When you have disappointment, you want to have a game like this and a team like this coming in. These next game are just critical for us. Injury list. If we had practiced today, and we're not going to do an awful lot today, the walkthrough for the most part, guys that wouldn't be able to practice today. Kellen Davis has an ankle injury. That's a little sore. He couldn't. Alshon Jeffrey. I think most of y'all already know. For some reason, things get out a little bit before I get a chance to tell you. But some of you got some guys, I guess, that tells you these things. But I'm just going to go over it now for the people that did it the right way and don't know. Alshon Jeffrey has a knee injury. He had surgery at a minor scope this morning. We're expecting him to be out, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, somewhere around there. So it's not ideal when, you know, we just got him back and he's going to be out for a few more weeks, but he is coming back, which is a good thing. We're a better football team with him. And Brandon Marshall's shoulder is sore right now, so he would it would be a little tough for him today. Everyone else should, you know, would have been able to practice in some form. Shay McClellan would be able to practice today, or would be getting better on a limited basis. He and Jay Cutler, if we practice today, would be able to. They're both making progress. I don't know for sure if either one will be able to play Sunday afternoon or not, but they are making progress, and hopefully they will be able to. Jay has to be cleared to practice on a limited basis, which he has been cleared to do that. Before he can be cleared, before he can play, he has to be cleared by an independent neurologist. And we're not to that point. It's about practice right now, and he is good to go for practice on a limited basis. It's how you plan, period. And you don't want to do things. You don't want to do anything that's uncomfortable, but just like we've done on our football team this past week, Corey Wooten started. You know, at the defensive end position, it's all based on production. And if we feel like we have a better option that we haven't taken a look at, we'll always go to that, no matter what part. It can be the first play of the fourth quarter, or the last game of the season, or the second game of the season. It doesn't matter. There's no consideration on that at all. So I don't know where you got that from. And I doubt if Mike really said that. If he did, I can stop that right now. No, that's not a part of it at all. Mike works with our offensive line quite a bit with Tim Holt. We need to do a better job with it, like we all need to do a better job. But beyond that, it's just business as we've been doing it. Well, we need to play better on the offensive line. I assume the questions, you know, that started with the offensive line is about that. And, you know, after that performance, I can see why there would be a lot of concern. But we're going to do everything we can to improve. And that's all you can do. We're going to put the best line we can out there after the best. We've had the best week of practice, and we don't want to put anyone in harm's way, Jay, Jason, or anybody else, and that's the plan this week. Well, it's tough to even have to talk about that, but that's how it has gone, and I hope that that's just the case. And I think as much as anything, you have to look at disappointments just like life. They come. They're part of it. And you can't go into it thinking that everything is going to be perfect each week. You're going to play your best game. You're going to coach your best game, all of that. It just doesn't happen like that. But you go back to what you believe in. And we do, from being here 9 years, we have been in a few situations. We have veteran players that's also been in situations where there's been disappointment. You go back to the practice field. You evaluate it the same way. As we talked about the question, when do you make a change? You make a change when you think you need to. But for us, we're going to go back. And it's not like we're, you know, we've won one game. We won 7 games doing what we believe in, and that's what we're going to do. You said despite the losses and being tied, none of that matters to us. We control what happens to us. Simple as that. We've been on top of the division at our, you know, for a long time. We're still there, and it's about what we do right now. Until, you know, you get to November, so you just get yourself in position, and you want to be in position to make a run at the playoffs at the end, and that's where we are. We have ourselves in position, and the way the schedule is set up this year, all the teams we need to that we're competing against, for the most part, we get a chance to play them head up. So it didn't get any better than that. And for us, coming off of that game Monday night, home game, get a chance to come back to Soldier Field. We're in great position. He's playing a good ball. We saw things last year, too, though. I think the first time he played was probably Soldier Field when they you know, brought him into the game to replace McNabb a while back. And what I saw from him then, I had no idea he had that type of physical athletic ability. I'm talking about, you know, he could run. Got great speed. So they have an athlete at the position who's thrown the ball well. So, again, one of the reasons why they're doing well is based on what they're doing at the quarterback position.